Welcome to today's podcast of
In Case You Missed It.
We're your host, Jason and Tony.
And we put stuff here in case you missed it.
Yeah, see how we do?
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, somebody had the bright idea of adding taco seasoning to coffee.
On purpose.
Reese's Cups are two great tastes that go great together.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
And then there's peanut butter and jelly, which, I mean, they're married, been married for a long time. Great relationship between those two. They don't even care if they see different flavors.
No.
They're in an open relationship.
Wonderful combination.
But there's some things that shouldn't go together. One of those things is spicy taco coffee.
Who even
thought about that?
Man, I just threw up a little
bit. Man, this is what happens when weed gets legal in other states. This is what happens. There's a company called Coffee AM. They created it, and they only have 16 reviews for it on their website, but it's got 4.1 out of 5 stars.
That's a lot.
I imagine it's the 16 people that work there. It has to be, right?
Right.
One review says, wow, and I mean wow, the aroma hits you and it actually smelled like tacos, because everybody wants their coffee to smell like tacos. It tastes like tacos, people. That's what they say. It was a good flavor. Not too in your face, 10 out of 10.
They don't go together.
They just don't go together. This is an abomination.
It's like orange juice and toothpaste.
Oh. Nothing is worse than orange juice. That is the worst.
Brush your teeth and drink OJ?
Oh, that's awful.
I put the coffee taco or taco coffee right there with it.
Well, next thing you know, they're going to have Tropicana's going to have toothpaste orange juice. Oh. It's coming now. You know it. The Flintstones are coming back and for adults.
Yabba dabba doo.
Well, we were just talking about why they don't make Flintstone chewables for adults.
That's right.
Well, they're still not doing that, but they are doing a new Flintstones series animated that's geared toward adults. The original Flintstones was geared toward adults.
No.
Yeah, it was when it first came out.
Was it?
Yes.
I always thought it was more of a kid's show.
No, it was always a show for adults.
I know Fred and Wilma always seem to have, you know,
a great relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, it seemed like Fred was always upset. You know, Wilma, he was always grumpy. You know, he'd get off work, stamp the rock dinosaur thing. Uh-huh.
But then they went to the movies later.
Right.
With the family down the street.
Right. True.
So, I mean, it seemed like a great relationship to me.
I just don't know if I would have put it over as adult comedy series, kind of cartoon.
Well, adult back then and adult now are two different things. You know, when it first came out, everybody was still kind of pure and innocent.
Yeah, it was. Was it 70s?
Probably. Right.
Okay.
Now, you know, Shades of Grey's got a sequel. That's adult now.
I only hope they don't 50 Shades of Grey
the Flintstones,
man. That, because I like to know what's going on with Fred and Wilma.
But you don't want to know that much?
That's getting out there.
Oh, boy. That's funny. All right. New adult Flintstones coming out was the whole point of that story, by the way.
Hey. It's Bone Crusher.
Hey, Bone Crusher. What's up, dude?
I just listened to y'all talk about Fred and Wilma and all that good stuff, and I don't remember Fred really ever being in a really bad mood. I mean, how could he be with Wilma?
Yeah, I know. Wilma, I mean, as far as cartoon girls go, Wilma was something else. I mean, Wilma was a good-looking girl.
But he wasn't no slouch either now.
He wasn't a slouch either.
I'm telling you now, boys, I watched that stuff as a child, and it rotted my brain till it never got fixed right.
What do you think about the relationship between Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
It was,
what about when Bugs Bunny dressed up like a girl? What do you think about?
Dude, you're pushing it way past comfortable.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, Bone Crusher.
We crossed the line.
Bugs Bunny, you know this means war, don't you?
No, I don't want to go to war with you, Bone Crusher. I don't have a cool Bone Crusher type name.
What I'm saying is, I mean, just Bugs Bunny, you're going in the wrong direction with Bugs Bunny.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry, Bone Crusher. I'll back off that then.
Somebody messed with him or for him to ever say we're going to war.
All right, what about Smurfette, though? I mean...
Oh, that was past my time. I could watch a cartoon.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Tony's got a crush on Jason... Wait, I shouldn't say that, right?
Don't say that.
Tony brought up the subject that Jason Moana, is that how you say his
Momoa.
Name? Momoa. You know what say his name. Has a dad bod now.
Stop it.
I guess it was yesterday, maybe, or day before, but Jason Momoa, he put out an Instagram picture of him at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then got body shamed for it. There was all these women on there talking about how he's got a dad bod. You know what happened to Jason Momoa? He's got a dad bod now. Look how fluffy Jason Momoa is. And Tony was just looking at the picture there talking about how good he looked.
As a broadcasting professional, I was looking at Jason Momoa shirtless.
Yeah. And you were.
I remember yesterday. I heard. Know what you're talking about. His picture went by a moment ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You didn't look that up?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It went by.
Okay.
Innocently went by.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting here looking.
And you
at
just the, clicked on it.
I'm looking at the photo now.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the topic we're talking.
Oh,
about.
Is it? Well, I wasn't even going to talk about it till you were over there going.
I would you look at? I mean, he's still a good looking man.
That was my Tony impersonation.
All right, y'all. I'll say it. Old boy's got it going on. And if this is an idea of letting yourself go, because that's what it says, Jason Momoa letting himself go.
I agree with you on that.
His muscles still have muscles,
right?
He's in great shape.
Yeah.
I mean. Look
I can
his,
hear it now.
What happened? What happened to him? He's lost his Aquaman body.
I don't know what you call it. Man cleavage?
Like okay, we'll run with that.
Bodybuilder cleavage, he has still got it. I mean, you could crack walnuts with his man cleavage. All right.
Are you good now?
I'm saying that if this is letting yourself go, that
I'll
honor y'all. I'll be glad to let myself go to look like that.
And here's the thing, ladies. I want you to understand this. We're more than just sex symbols.
Yeah, quit.
We're not just a piece of meat.
Jason Momoa has feelings in there.
He deserves respect, too.
Bet he likes to be held.
We brought you the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look back into the history of the first heat wave, which, ironically, started right here. Long ago, when summer temperatures rose, people had to depend only on the breeze to cool them down. Till one day, a local farmer named Wendell Fansman noticed something. When he moved his hand fast past his face, it created a small amount of wind. Amazed, he began showing citizens this amazing discovery. Local businesses began hiring him to wave his hands in front of the people's faces. His heat wave became an instant success. Soon, people all over the country were using their hands and creating wind. Churches even developed paper fans attached to sticks. Wendell Fansman's heat wave will be next to electricity as the greatest invention ever. When we hear the words heat wave, we should be grateful and have lots of pride. The inventor of it was from right here in the Upper Cumberland. You thought I was done. Then.
Some more Upper Cumberland vacations.
There you go.
Looking for a vacation destination that's surrounded in surroundings? How about Dodson's Branch?
Okay, what's there to do there?
What isn't there to do there is a better question.
Neat, but what places can I go?
Places? Lots of places. Sunny places, shady places, nature places. The roads of Dodson Branch can take you any place.
How about the shopping? Is there shopping?
You'll be amazed at the shopping. Everything you can find on Amazon can be delivered to Dodson's Branch. Plus the aisles of bargains at the posh Dollar General Market. Dodson's Branch, the South Beach of the Upper Cumberland. Tony had a brand new word of the day.
This one will help you.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Sammer nose. A sammer nose is the thing that's in between two samurais. Sammer nose.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. And the best country lyric that's never been written.
You'll see this in a jukebox.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Barbie told Ken she wants to see other men. Now she's drinking beer with Buzz Lightyear.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Ann and Bob Higginbotham,
mm-hmm.
or Higginbottom, of Lincolnshire, England. They rescued a kitten named Pinky from a shelter back in 1991.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's, 28 years ago?
That's an old cat.
Well, Pinky is still alive.
Hey, Pinky.
Went from cat death row to now 28-ish years old, 129 in human years, and now that makes her the oldest living cat in the world.
Wow.
From death row.
The animal shelter.
To the oldest living cat. What a redemption story.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it don't get no more than that.
Ann says she's an amazing, really, she's amazing. She's completely deaf now, but her eyesight is still as sharp as ever. She's turning into an old lady now. She likes to sit back by her koi pond and just watch them as they swim.
Aw.
I wonder if she's making any macrame owls.
Probably too tired to reach in there and grab one. She's 126 in human years.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest cat ever lived to be 38. So Pinky's going to have to go another decade to match it. But who knows? Pinky seems good.
I think Pinky can. I believe in Pinky.
To Ann and Bob for rescuing Pinky, and to Pinky.
Keep living, Pinky.
Y'all are real good. All right, well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to share it and subscribe if you liked it. This has been
In Case You Missed It.